you are invited to join the Fueled by Faith membership community. Inside this membership, you will have access to a Telegram text thread where you will find other female leaders that are getting filled by the Holy Spirit daily. You will also have access to our monthly virtual Zoom calls that are all about connection as well as getting the word and being connected to the women that are inside the community as well as the Lord and the Holy Spirit inside this membership. There's also a monthly meetup for those of you that are local to Wilmington, North Carolina. But don't let that hold you back. If you are not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, we are looking to grow the Fueled by Faith community within the next couple of years. Let me bring you into the global vision that is starting here with this Fueled by Faith community here in Wilmington, North Carolina. For those of you that are looking for community, that are looking for in-person meetups to meet other faith-based and driven women that are leaders inside your community, we are looking to expand in the next couple of years where you can have access to a Fueled by Faith community right in your backyard with ongoing chapters that continue to add and pop up. This is where we are headed in our vision, and we would love nothing more than to hear back from you if you're not local to Wilmington, North Carolina, if you would be interested in having this in your community, where that's located at, and giving you the blueprint of how we can get that started. If you want to join the membership or you're looking for more information on how to bring Fueled by Faith closer to you, just send us an email at info@sheassistyou.com or find us on Facebook inside our community and send us a message at the Fueled by Faith community page. Welcome to the Fueled by Faith podcast. I'm your host, Emily Vermeer. As a wife, mom, and business owner, I found myself stressed, anxious, bitter, and overwhelmed the majority of the time. Constantly taking care of everyone else, getting to my agenda, you know, the basics, food, water, working out, devotion, and quiet time. If I had the time, which either rarely happened or was just a check off the list, it was when I was searching for a community of women that I could invest in and get support from. God spoke through a friend of mine that this is something that I would create. So here we are, the Fueled by Faith podcast, giving female leaders like yourself a fill up so you can be encouraged, equipped, and empowered daily by plugging into the Lord and allowing Him to overflow in your life so then you can overflow into others, ultimately moving the needle forward for the kingdom of God. So sister, let's dive in. Hello, Fueled by Faith sisters. We are so happy to be in your beautiful ears today. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity to just be here in this moment with you and just give you what God has for you today through a guest speaker on our podcast. I have the pleasure of having Karen Parker on our podcast today. And I just want to give you guys a little insight of how God put us together. And I'm so thankful for this woman. She is amazing. She is a true picture of being a God-fearing woman and just living a Fueled by Faith life. And side note, this is the woman who coined the Fueled by Faith and gave me that title for our conference last year that now has become the title of our movement and our membership and our community. So she gets the credit for that.
I don't know about all that, but...
You did. Do you remember that?
It was a God thing. I did not remember that. I mean, until you mentioned it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You were like, I think it should be this. I was like, yeah, that sounds good. So good. But Karen and I, we actually grew like her hometown and my hometown, basically the same counties. They neighbored each other. So we did not know each other until about 2-3 years ago?
A couple years ago.
And I was assisting someone and she was friends of that someone and she was hosting some sort of Zoom or something. And she mentioned North Carolina. And I was like, wait a second. You're in North Carolina? I'm in North Carolina. And we just happened to find out that we're like an hour away from each other, easily reachable. And that just started our connection of, oh my gosh, this lady's in my backyard. She has been in my backyard for a while and I had no idea. And we just bonded off of one, knowing where we come from, but two, seeing God in our entrepreneurship and our business journeys. And this woman is multifaceted. She has so many things and she's in so many pockets, but more than anything, she follows where God leads. And Karen, I'm just so thankful to reconnect with you today and to have you on the podcast. I'm just so grateful for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's so good to see your face. I feel like
I know.
Like we could just have a touch up, you know, I mean, a catch up hour or two before we ever get into anything. But if we did that, we would never get to the subject that God wants us to touch on, right?
Exactly. Or maybe we would touch all the subjects that he would want us to touch on. Yeah. Well, if you don't mind, just share a little bit about you to our listeners, what you do and kind of where you're at right now in your journey.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many places I could start. But in order to see where I am now, you have to understand kind of where I came from. And so many people, you know, they follow me on Instagram. And for the last, 6 to 9 months, it's just been a day in the life of kind of. And I don't feel like it's really been what it was prior to that, which was more inspiration, more encouragement, more quote unquote life lessons until really the last week. But it's been more about like the farm, the buying and selling of my big home down to a tiny home and then the dogs and then the new grandbaby and, you know, all of the life of, right? But prior to all that, I feel like I'm yelling, so let me know if I get too loud. But prior to all that, grew up a preacher's daughter, never went to public school, always private school, grew up somewhat sheltered, but there was something inside of me that just had this rebel angst that wanted to just break free, but not in a rebellious way. And I don't really know why I'm touching on that, but I feel like somebody needs to hear it. So from the time I was little, I always questioned everything, right? Questioned the way I was being raised, questioned the way what the Bible said, honestly, about a lot of things in my life. And it wasn't a thing of, is this true or not? But let me understand what it's truly saying. And I'm going to expound on that in a little bit. Fast forward, I mean, even went to a to a Christian college. Okay. Did all the things, checked all the check marks, but I did get in trouble a lot, don't get me wrong. But it wasn't like the crazy, the drugs, the alcohol, the other things like that. It was just like blurring the lines of let me get away with this and lying about where I went, even though it was not a bad place, but I was told, no, don't go there. Right. And I went because I wanted to be with friends, but then I lied about where I went. And, you know, that's the kind of thing. Was it disobedience? Yes. Was it horrible? No, but it was still disobedience. Right. So pushing the boundary. So my biggest thing growing up was just get me out of here. And the way I was raised was get married, have kids, be a stay-home mom, you know, be the nurturer, be the all the things. And my husband, you know, the man at the time stepped into my life and he checked all the check marks, right? I will forever be grateful for my life and my time with him. I mean, it was 32 years. Some of you are dropping your jaws now, like, oh, what the heck happened? That's a story for another day. There was nothing, and I will say this, good man. supportive, the great provider, we totally grew apart. Another story. So 32 years later, I'm divorced. I have 3 kids, 2 biological, 1 adopted. I now have a grandbaby and a son-in-law, and it's just incredible. But through all of that, I went through chronic pain. I went through 20-some years of chronic pain. I was not there for my kids like a mother should be, should, could, whatever. I don't really even like the word should, because it brings shame and it brings guilt, right? But I wasn't able to attend a lot of things for them. I wasn't able to care for them the way that I was brought up to, the way that my heart desired. I wasn't able to do a lot of things because a lot of times I was bedridden. I was in 6 different accidents. There was some events in my life that were physically traumatizing. And that put a damper on my home life. It put a damper on my marriage. It did a lot of damage. Fast forward to 2009, went through separation 3 times before we were finally divorced. In 2021, the divorce was final. But went through 3 separations. In all of that, I went back to school. I ended up starting a business, and I have a brick and mortar that focuses on skin health and holistic health. Where that came from is in 2009, I drew a line in the sand because of my health. And I cried out to God and I said, there's got to be, it can't just be, this is my life, because that's what I was just telling myself. I'm always sick. I'm always struggling. I'm always striving. I'm never going to be able to be the person that I wanted to be. But there was something innate in me that just said, persevere, be diligent. Be diligent in what? Be diligent in laying here feeling like crap? No. Be diligent about your health. Be diligent about seeking after me. Be diligent about learning how to be in my presence and be happy right there. Did I know what all of that meant at the time? No, I don't even know that I could even put that thought around it at the time, other than there's got to be more. And I knew that I needed to completely be self-aware of what was actually going on in my life. And be responsible for that. Stop listening to the powers that be that told me what was right, what was wrong. You're diagnosed with this, 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 this. And then finally, in 2009, looking at my medicine cabinet, and I was on 13 medications. What in the world? And I wasn't getting better. So fast forward, 2012, went back to school. Started a business 2013, 2017, had my own brick and mortar. We just literally on the 23rd celebrated our 6th anniversary.
Yay!
And in all of that, so it's all about Skin by Karen, but it's all about Skin Wellness Center, really. I've done, through my experiences, personal coaching, all of the things. And it all stems from stuff that God is showing me. God is, it's all about, and this is what I felt God really wanted us to touch on today. It's all about reconciling ourselves to Him. It's all about reconciling and understanding what that means. And what's happening now is, in all of the things that I have done to heal, yes, it's the power of God, but He also gives us tools. He also created the foods that we eat. He created it's the sun. He created the air that we breathe, the sun that we take in through the day. He created this earth, right? And when we shut ourselves off and we sit behind a desk all day, or we work inside all day, and we forget what it's like to get out in the sun and play, and we forget what it's like to actually eat food that is grown organically. We forget how to move our bodies, and then it's like, oh my God, I gotta move my body. It hurts too bad, right? And it's just all of those things are so super important. And they sound so simple because they freaking are.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are so simple.
Yeah.
But it all goes back to what is it that God wants to show you? I can't tell you what the word says and explain it to you for you. You have to do that yourself. I can read something to you, but what it means to me might mean something completely different to you. And so in all of these things that have happened, it honestly goes back to understanding that where I was mentally and in my thought life was, this is the life I've been given. I've got to learn to deal with it and be happy about it. Find happiness wherever you are, right? If you can't be happy where you are now, then how are you going to be happy in something else?
Yes.
And that is true to a certain degree. You have to understand that where you're at right now is only because of the thoughts and the feelings that you're having and you're creating yourself, not your situation.
Yes.
Okay. So
yeah.
The biggest tip I'm going to give people now, and then I'm going to show you, I'm going to talk about where I am, is when you are looking at your life and you are frustrated and you're tired and you are like, how in the heck am I going to get out of this? There's such a thing as toxic positivity. And here, you know, be happy in the now. Nope, going to be positive. We're going to turn this thing around. And on your insides, you're constricted and you're frustrated and you're irritated. And you can't create anything from that space. When you're saying, thinking something, but you're feeling something different, that's not an alignment. Okay, I just got goosebumps. So your thoughts have to equal an emotion. Okay, this is actually all proved by science, believe it or not. And if you have never heard of Joe Dispenza, go check him out because he does some really good ways of explaining how this works. But in your thought life, you have to feel the same. So if you think of a life that you want to have, it has to come from a place of, how does that life feel in your body? How does that life feel in your soul? If you're feeling like you're having to strive to get there, then that's not in alignment. If you actually can feel like, oh my gosh, this feels so freeing in my system. This gives me goosebumps to think about. This puts a smile on my face. I can actually see it happening and just the joy and the love that it brings to my body and my life and my environment. And I'm not even physically in the 3D world and what people are seeing and visualizing. I'm not even seeing that right now, but I can so feel it in my body. That's alignment. And that's how you manifest the life of your dreams and the life that you desire and the life that God really wants you to live. So getting back to where I am today, in 2020, I put my house on the market. It was a 3,000 square foot home. It sold like that. I bought a tiny home. I now live in 399 square feet. I moved to an old trailer park that was supposed to be developed into a tiny home village. I thought, how cute. It'll be great. Just don't worry about what you're seeing. It's okay. I felt at peace about it. My little corner of the park was peaceful. It was beautiful. Everybody drove through and they're like, oh, I want that, you know, but to look around it, it was ugly. It was old. It was trashy. Some were being torn down. Some weren't. I haven't even been there since I moved, but my understanding is it still hasn't come to fruition. And that was 2020. It is now 2023. And one day, this was September of last year, I had been kind of tossing around getting a dog, right? But it had to be a small dog because I live in a small home, but I'd never had a small dog. I don't like small yappy dogs. Like, no. And I'm on Facebook and this dog pops up and I thought, oh my God, how cute. But it's totally not anything that I would think about, right? It looked like a little pit. It wasn't, but it looked like one. So it's a Catahoula, okay? And people usually say, a cat of what? What in the world? So I'm doing my research, and the research shows that it is originally bred from Great Danes and Mastiffs.
Okay.
Huge dog,
huge.
Tiny home.
Yes. Yes.
I'm like, what the heck? Forget it. No, go look at the dog. Which is actually what happened with my house thing. No, go look at it. Just go. So the dog, go look at it. Okay, I'm going to go look at it. Oh, also, high energy. First thing it says, not made for apartment living. Apartment living is bigger than my space, okay? So if it's not made for apartment living, it's definitely not made for my living. Went and looked at the dog, and something just said, you got to get the dog. It's meant for farm life. It's meant to have a big space to run in. It has high energy. All of the things that were no.
Right.
Brought the dog home the next day. Got it for $50. It would have sold normally for $600 to $900. It's not a mix. It's a full-blown Catahoula. Also, it's the state dog of Louisiana. So if you want to go look it up, they're great dogs. Anyway. But supposedly a lot of issues that don't go with the life that I was living at the time.
Right.
I kid you not. Less than a week later, I'm scrolling on Zillow just because something said, go look on Zillow, go dream. Because I used to like to do that. Just go look, you know. I'm looking at land. This property shows up. I'm like, are you kidding me? Where was I even going to get the money to do that? I don't know. Like, I don't know. Back in the day, rewind, my husband at the time and I would talk about having property with fruit trees and orchards and to live, you know, on some land. Never followed through with it because that just wasn't another story. Anyway, so I'm reading the description and it says, grapevines, peaches, pears, apples, figs, mulberries. It could be a small horse farm, blah, 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 15 acres. And I'm going, oh my gosh.
Excuse me.
And then I look at the price and I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to do that. Like, I don't know how I'm going to do it. Drove out here and drove out on the property, full body chills. I started bursting into tears. Like, this is my land. Okay, God, it's going to have to be up. It's up to you. Everything in my life is completely fueled by faith. It is everything is only because I know and I trust that there's a bigger God out there that is taking care of me and that provides.
Yes.
Provides.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
3 weeks later, I closed on the property. Completely paid for. No penalties from where I got the money. I mean, it was like I was supposed to move the money from this account to this account to get it out of where it was because of the divorce and blah, 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 blah. And I just kept lingering and didn't. Had I done that, I would have had to pay a penalty.
Yeah.
When I took it out. I was able to take it out because the first time taking it out, and I didn't have to pay a penalty on it. There's a reason for everything. So come to find out, it doesn't even have any restrictions, so I could bring my tiny home. Got the tiny home here. Never been lived on. Has not had pesticides on it in over 30 years. Fully like everything that I had ever dreamed of. Fast forward, my daughter and her husband are here living in a camper right now, right behind me. And they are going to be building on the property. We'll see. I have a feeling that some other property is going to come available, and it may not be exactly on this particular 15 acres, but that's another big dream of mine, is that this whole street is going to be mine. Anyway, so what's happening is God's really been speaking to me about his frequency, his power, his realm of... how to tap into the power that he gives us, right? And so that's the name, Frequency Farm Healing Homestead. And so we've got a garden. We've got, I've got my shed that's turning into the sound chamber, the healing chamber. I've got a big old 16 by 16 deck that's been built. I've got a split rail fence that's been built out over the property. Roses, which is my favorite flower, were planted, and they're all along the split rail fence all the way down. So it's like a persimmon tree, a rose bush, a persimmon tree, a rose bush all the way down. It's gorgeous, you know. And on this side of the house, there's five fig trees out there. Fig is it's a holy fruit, and it's also a symbol of abundance. And then down the way, oh, and I've got blackberries and elderberries, and then I've got blueberries back along the, but it's like, oh my gosh. And my dream is to have people be able to come, and it's like bringing it back to Eden almost. When I first moved here, there were cages and everything over the tree. And a few weeks ago, I had them removed because I felt like they were being bound up. That's not the way God created things. And the reason they were put there is because nature, right? The birds, the deer, the everything eats the fruit, right? Well, I just felt like God saying, either you live in abundance or you don't. Either you trust me to provide for you or you don't. I provide even for the birds of the air. Why are you shutting off? There's enough to go around.
Ooh. I just got chills again.
Yeah, there's enough to go around. So I took all the cages off. So there's all of this chicken wire and hog wire and stuff that, and rebarb that's over in the corner over there. But do you know the birds have not touched it? The deer haven't touched it. Now, the beetles got to my peaches, and so they're gone. But the beetles would have gotten through the cage anyway.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's understanding how to live life, understanding what it means to be reconciled. And when I'm like, okay, God, what are you teaching me today? Not like in this time, but what are you teaching me today? Because it can change on a daily basis. And I was reading, and we hear all of it. Anybody that is in this realm that has grown up in the quote unquote Christian world, you know, hears a lot of things, but I don't think we understand what it truly means. But in Matthew 7, verse 21, it says, "Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter." What exactly does that mean? What is the will of the Father? And then it was light bulb moment for me. You have to decide what that means for you. What is the will of the Father? I encourage you to go do your own study. So, to be reconciled to God, to be reconciled to Christ, right? Mm-hmm. Reconciliation. And there's a lot of, I remember several years ago, there was a lot about reconciliation between man.
Yeah.
Is that biblical? Is it biblical? It does say, be at peace with everyone. Does that mean reconciliation? And here's another question for you. There's a command to forgive, right? Do forgiveness and reconciliation mean the same thing?
No, I don't think so either.
And think about this. It says, be reconciled to God. That is an action item, right? God forgives us, but it's our choice to be reconciled to Him. Okay? So, we can believe, but are we being reconciled? What does it mean to be reconciled? It means, I was reading this just a second ago. So, being reconciled means to come in agreement with and to be aligned with. Okay? You can forgive someone and not be in alignment with them. You can forgive someone and not agree with them. How many of you that listen to this are in complete agreement with the Word of God? How many of you believe in everything that the Word of God says? Are you aligned with everything the Word says?
And it takes radical honesty with yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it comes down to, who do you trust? Who do you believe? Where is your faith lying? And so, how in your life, if you look at your life, how are you aligned in your own life? It says to have joy in the work of your hands. Is that work aligned with you? You made a pivot, right? I've made so many pivots, but it's an alignment at the time. And then it says, okay, God says, okay, go bigger. Go bigger. Okay, go bigger. You know, and some people are like, oh, you're just greedy. No, this has nothing to do with greed. It has like, okay, yes, I'm ready for the next step,
yes,
of growth, because you're always growing. There's no landing stage. Right. And so do you have joy in your family, in your relationships, in your marriage? And do you want to, it takes two, right? Do you want, or it takes your family to be reconciled with your family? It takes everybody living in agreement with one another and to be aligned with one another. Sometimes family's not so aligned.
Right.
Do you love them? Do you forgive them? Absolutely. But guess what? Community, yes, that's where community comes in.
Yes.
Who are you surrounding yourself with? Where is, yes, your circle of people? Do you have an aligned ideology? Do you have an aligned belief system and values? Do you live in aligned affirmation with one another? And do you live continually growing and knowing how to manifest the things that God puts on your heart? Do you live in a place of knowing that you're sowing seeds into these things? And guess what? The return or the investment in that may not come from that exact specific things that you've invested in, but God's still going to provide in it. And that, because you planted those seeds over here, guess what? You may have tenfold coming from a completely out of the blue other place. And I have got complete full body chills.
Yes.
So you put in the work, and you live of that place of knowing, and you live from that place of trusting, and being in that place of feeling, and just being excited and passionate about your life and about the things that you do in everything that you do. You should not be going to work and hating every minute of it. But it pays the bills. But what are their values? We're getting ready. I've been with a company. I've used a vendor since 2010 on and off. Long story. But really, for the last 6 years, I've used a vendor, and they no longer align with my values. And people are like, you're doing what? You're getting rid of that product line? Yeah, I am. Because of these things. But this is business. Exactly. everything in my life needs to align with my beliefs, my values, and my where I put my trust.
Amen.
Everything. If I'm working for a company and their values and their systems and their are not in alignment with you, I don't care how much you're getting paid. I don't care how much they provided for your family. Get the frick out. Get out. It's called integrity.
Yes.
God's going to provide.
Yep.
Get out.
And sometimes, even if we do not obey when God has told us, because this has happened in my life the past 2 weeks, He makes it happen for me.
Right.
It doesn't always happen, but it's uncomfortable even though, because He's been telling me, Em, it's time to end it. It's time to end it. It's time to end it. Well, then He took it into His own hands and ended it for me, which still hurt and still has that. But had I had listened when He told me, I would have been ahead of the game. I would have been on His timeline. I would have been doing it out of obedience instead of, oh, you know.
Which leads back to, how do you know?
Yes.
When He's speaking and when He's not, or you're coming up from a place of fear,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It takes practice. It takes learning to cultivate being in the presence of God, yes. Being in the presence of the Holy Spirit, understanding that the Holy Spirit dwells in you and is part of you. It takes daily practice. And what that means is learning to just be in the presence.
Yes.
To just sit there in gratitude, being held by the Father. And you can visualize it, just being held.
Yeah.
How many of us need that Father figure to just hold us?
Yeah.
How many of us need to just be there and feel loved? That's all. That's what reconciliation is. That is all He wants, is to love on us. Is that always light and love and happy thought? No. Sometimes it's getting your ass spanked. Sorry, I just cursed.
It's okay.
Yeah. But yes.
It's true.
Sometimes it's getting spanked.
Yep.
And that is because God disciplines the ones that He loves, right? We discipline our children. It's called correction. I don't know why people get hung up there's too much fear. Well, yeah, there was a lot of fear in it, and not correct fear,
yes.
From the church that's been taught for years. Yes. I don't know that I'll ever, and this is just me, but corporate church has really, as a whole, has gone astray from what I believe the Word of God says. Now there are some great churches out there, some great leaders out there.
Yeah.
But I know that my fellowship with believers is where it's supposed to be right now.
Yeah.
There's another scripture verse that says, same chapter, Matthew 7, verse 13, it says, you can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad and the gate is wide for many who choose that way. So, but then it follows up with this. It says, and I don't know that I had ever understood it this way before. It says, the gateway to life is very narrow and the road is difficult and only a few ever find it. What does that mean? It doesn't say the gateway to heaven is narrow. It says the gateway to life. Life. Living in alignment. Living on purpose, self-aware, every single step.
Yeah.
That's life. Life can be abundant. Life can be easy. Life can be in flow when you're in alignment. The only way to do it is by cultivating that presence, being in the presence of God, and not always coming to Him with all these questions and not always being coming from a place of desperation.
Yeah.
Are we desperate for God? Yeah. Because if we didn't have Him, but being desperate that I need to be in your presence. Come, Holy Spirit. I have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit's there. When God left, he left his Holy Spirit with you.
Exactly.
You just got to recognize it. It's like the elephant in the room.
Yeah. Surrender to it.
You just got to recognize it. Oh, hi. You're here. Okay. Stop being so desperate. Thinking that he's not. Because guess what? When you think he's not, then you're living out of being in that presence. You have taken the response. You have taken that step of being away from God. You're coming from a place of lack, and you're coming from a place of not having. Not being there is not having. And that, and your mind thinks that, oh, God's not with me. God's not guiding me. God's not. And the more you think that, then the more then that's actually going to. God never listens to my prayers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like the saying, if you can't, you can. If you can, you can. It's the same thing. If God's always listening to your prayers, then God's always listening to your prayers. Does he always answer the way that you want him to?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Right.
But yes, they get answered.
Yes. Yeah.
They get answered.
Yes.
It's never the way, honestly, it's never the way I want it to be answered, but it's always answered.
Right.
And is it always working out for my good? Absolutely. What does that mean? It doesn't mean in the necessarily the way that I want it to. Yeah. Of course, this happened. I talked about it years ago. Of course. Because with that comes a bigger responsibility of what we're going to be doing here. And I just think that bottom line, when we get back to cultivating that relationship with God and getting back to that, you can be in the presence of God 24/7. God's your ride or die. Holy Spirit is your ride or die, right?
Amen. Yeah. Right there.
Right there.
Yeah. Right there. I have a question for you. Someone asked me this yesterday, and I had to stop and think. And like, I even asked her, I said, can you allow me to think about this so I can formulate it to where you can understand? And she asked me, how do you hear from God? Because I call them downloads. Like, God gives me these downloads and these ideas and hits me with them. And I told her that I had stepped into my calling that he had for me. She said, how do you know that that you're doing what you're calling, that you're called to do this? How do you know? And I would just love to hear your thought on that, on like, because I know we all hear from God differently.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also posturing our heart to receive it how he can. And mm-hmm. So I want you, because I'm getting goosebumps now. I want you to expand on that, on how we can encourage people to shift into that posture.
So my first thing would be, do you always ask yourself, how can I hear from God? How can I hear from God? Am I hearing from God? And always doubting that you're hearing from God, then guess what? You're not going to hear from God because you're not in that place of receptivity.
Yes.
So if you're saying God always speaks to me, I'm always hearing from God, then guess what? You are going to be receptive and you're going to be listening.
Yes.
I agree with the downloads, but I also think that in that cultivation, you learn intuition. People like, oh, intuitively, no. That's the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Can we just say that? Like, that's the Holy Spirit.
Your freaking intuition is the Holy Spirit, people. It's not your monkey brain, okay?
Can we put that on a t-shirt?
Yeah. Actually, it's in the works.
Great. First sale right here.
Your intuition is God-given, and it's usually the first thing that you come up with, but it's not. It's subtle.
Amen.
When you start to think about it, that's when your own brain gets into it. when you start to think of what questioning, that's your own brain. When that first thought comes into your mind, usually about, about something, that's your intuition. That is your Holy, that's the Holy Spirit. That is God speaking to you. And it's usually more subtle. When you start, and in that, you can get creative, and God gives you creativity to come up with the how. But sometimes the how doesn't come from you. It comes from somewhere else, because we don't have to know how. We just have to believe that it's going to happen. Like, I had no idea how all this stuff was going to take place. And it's like, whoa. So hearing from God, how do you know when you're hearing from God? It is that subtleness. It is getting out of, I got to hear from God. 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 Because what your body says is, I'm not hearing from God right now. I need to like fix something, which means you're not hearing from God. You're not receptive. Versus God always speaks to me in every single moment. I find miracles. I see life. I see God moving in the trees. I see his breath breathing across the earth. I see a sweeping of his Holy Spirit just cleansing cleansing everything and getting rid of the evil that's going on right now and getting rid of everything in my life that does not align with him. And that's all that I'm responsible for. And I was talking earlier today on Instagram about how what the things that you can do, because stuff in the world right now is chaos, right? There's so much mess happening and we're getting so much information and we're just like consuming all this stuff and the red pill, the blue pill, the red hats, the black hats, the deep state, the Patriots. I mean, there's so much, right?
Yes. Yes.
It's another podcast on a different podcast. But we're getting all of these things like, oh my gosh, the world is ending. But God. And how can you be the one to make a difference? You have to be, not everybody's been given a loud voice to do something with. Maybe your voice is for your family. Maybe your voice is for your kids. Maybe your voice is to take that step just in the space where you're at. Maybe it's just literally the property that you live on. That's big enough. And that rolls out, and living waters roll out of that and water what's around you. It's about your environment. It is about your, that frequency that you carry. Honestly. That's how the little steps are made.
Amen. Yes.
When you're teaching your kids how to be in the presence of God and how to fend for themselves, how to garden, how to do this, how to be responsible adults, how to do the freaking laundry for, I mean, my son was doing his own laundry by the time he was 11 years old.
Praise God.
It's okay.
Yes.
It's okay.
Yes.
It's called teamwork. It's called being a part of a family. If you can't be a part of your own family unit and operate in that, if you're a woman and you think you got to do it all, you are so mistaken.
Yes.
Your kids should be helping.
Yes.
It's not chores. It's called being part of a family, being part of a team, being part of a family unit. If they can't be a part of the team here, how are they going to be a part of a team in life?
Amen.
So it's doing the little things. It's hearing from God in the little things, even when you're speaking to your child, even when you're speaking to your spouse, when you're speaking to your best friend. It's, you hear from God when you're speaking life. And if God gives you something to say, if your intuition says you need to say something, say it.
Do it.
Because it may not be, you know, you're thinking, oh, was that God? Was that not God? Well, then don't say it. If you're going back and forth so much, just keep your mouth shut. The moment's passed.
Yes.
The moment's passed.
Yes.
So here on the farm, I got to tell you what we're doing on the farm.
Yeah, tell us what you're doing. No, they might come up, but you just tell us what's going on.
So here on the farm, I call it the farm because it's not a full-grown farm yet, but it will be. I mean, yeah, I've got all of the fruit trees, the grapes, all of that stuff. I've got a huge garden growing. So yeah, it's a farm, but we've got a barn that's going to be built. But what I want it to be is a place of healing for other people to come. The shed that I had, the little 8x12 shed, is being turned into a healing chamber. People will be able to come for a weekend and have kind of like a silent retreat. They will be able to detox from everything. They will not have access to Wi-Fi, TV. If they get phone service, great. But they're not going to be tapped into my stuff. We're using Starlink. So I've got great reception and all that kind of stuff. But because there's nothing else available out here. I mean, literally nothing.
Yes.
But they're able to come. They'll be given fresh organic fruits and vegetables and food. And they're going to be infused with frequency music that is targeted to their needs for that weekend for healing. Mm-hmm. So it may be that they're dealing with situations in life that they're depressed or they're high anxiety. It could be that they're chronic pain. It could be that they need to get back in touch with in their relationship, you know, with their spouse or whatever. But they're able to come when they're in the chamber. There will be, you know, a place to sleep. There will be the frequency infused teas and sprays and oils, the breast healing oil that I have now that's frequency infused. That's another story. Yes, I dealt with a breast issue, but I'm completely healed. They will be able to work the garden. They will be able to weed and feed and walk the property and all that. The one condition is they stay on the property the whole time they're here. They can take home some of the stuff that they harvest, but they're here to get in touch with God, to be quiet, to have the sounds of nature, and to experience a weekend of complete freedom.
Amen.
And learn what it's like to be grounded and to really listen to what the Holy Spirit has for them.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing here. And yeah, I'm looking for investors and sponsors.
Yeah.
For all that, because it's a big project that I've got going.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing is that I've already had people call and saying, hey, I would love to come out there and do like a sip and stretch. Where they bring women out here. I've had another gal say, we would love to have a women's retreat where they actually bring tents and get back to nature and all this. Right. I had a gal yesterday morning call me. It's actually my dog trainer with Ridgeside Canine Dogs. And she said, can we come and do a pack walk and a group training session out there? And you know, we do breakfast and all that. And so that's happening on the 24th. And so, and all this has literally happened in the last week. It's like,
yeah,
I feel like I'm not ready, but God says, nope, it's happening and things are coming into play. And so it's stepping in, taking those baby steps that feel like huge, giant leaps, and then understanding that God's going to catch you.
Amen.
And understanding that you're being taken care of and all will be provided for and it's going to be okay.
Blessing upon blessing.
Yeah.
Here to receive it.
It's all about being, having the posture to receive.
Yeah.
And honestly, a lot of women don't know how, because we've had to do.
Right.
Because that's what we were taught. We weren't taught how to receive.
Yep. Correct. Yeah. We could do another podcast all about that, living in the tree of life rather than the good and evil and the knowledge of good and evil and all that stuff. We can do that on another day.
But
we'll tell people where they can find you and get all the updates on the farm and all the things.
Right now, honestly, Instagram, everything populates from Instagram over to Facebook. So Instagram or Facebook, it's still Karen Parker Living Well, and Karen is Caron.
Yes.
I'm revamping, you know, because there'll be more stuff on the farm with regard to the website.
Yes.
It's going to be a lot simplified. The coaching aspect has been put on hold because I do that with the people that come here for the weekend.
Yeah, that's good.
To You know, we have a session at the beginning of the weekend and then a session before leaving, because it's not about me. I'm just here to guide.
Yes.
And it's all about knowing that God's given you the power to hear from him, and he speaks to you. He doesn't speak to me about you.
Yes.
Unless you ask me. You know?
Yes.
But I'm not here to tell you what God's saying.
Right.
You know, that is God's communication with you, and he wants to commune with you, and he wants you to be reconciled to him. Amen. And in that comes a life of being able to manifest and being able to grow and develop and live in that place of abundance.
Yes. So good. Well, thank you so much for just dropping all your golden nuggets for us today. And I just love being in your presence, even though it's still Zoom, it's or over virtually, it's still, you can still feel it. And that to me just shows that God's working and he is in this connection. It is divine. And I just thank you for your time today.
Well, I appreciate being here. I'm humbled, and I don't know. It's amazing how God always speaks. It's like, I don't know what I'm going to say, but we're just going to go with it and let whatever flows
just
come
let
out.
Let him go. Yeah, it's so good.
Learning to open your mouth and just allow the words to come without overthinking, you know?
Yes. Yes. Amen to that. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Fueled by Faith podcast. We would love it if you could go and leave us a 5-star review and how this podcast is impacting you. This will help us move the needle forward to get this podcast out to more and more communities, more and more women that need to be fueled by faith.